sub-Saharan Africa, 14 countries produce wheat. Ethiopia and South Africa are the main growing regions. Although wheat production is minor compared to other crops, wheat demands have been growing steadily over the years, contributing to large deficits across the region that are currently being filled with imports and food aid from developed countries. The International Wheat Congress was held in July in Saskatchewan, Canada, and gathered agronomists and crop scientists from around the world to discuss ways of increasing wheat production in Africa and elsewhere on the globe. Emmanuelle Landé attended the conference, and she sends this report.
Food security in Africa, perhaps more than in other places in the world, is high on the agenda. Many countries depend on imports of cereals like wheat to feed their populations and put food on their tables. Around 2.9 million hectares in Africa currently grow wheat, and on average, a farmer will harvest 2 tonnes per hectare, while the global average is 3.4.
Wheat never grows everywhere, but wheat is needed by African governments, and they are importing wheat, and while they can produce under their conditions. And what we are saying is, if the environment is conducive for wheat production, rather than relying on import now and then, why not they produce under the existing environment?
Bekele Abeyo is a senior scientist, wheat breeder and pathologist at the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Centre. Improving wheat means breeding better varieties that adapt to climate change and are resistant to emerging diseases because of climate change.
Wheat is not a rich man crop because the lives and the livelihood of millions of farmers are depending on wheat. And wheat is not new to Ethiopia also. It has been there for the last 50, 60 years and even more. But the productivity is very low because of these environmental stresses and the new emerging diseases. We are enabling farmers to have these improved varieties that can resist the disease, that can be resilient to the climate, and that can give them better yields and become productive.
Progress has been achieved when it comes to growing wheat in some countries, thanks to science, but more still needs to be done.
There are some countries which are making good progress, like Zambia is close to self-sufficiency in wheat. But Ethiopia, because of population increase, is far behind. One third of Ethiopian requirement comes from import.
By providing Ethiopian farmers with improved grains, wheat yield per hectare has increased from 1.1 tonnes to 2.7 tonnes in the last 20 years, thanks to the efforts of the International Maize and Wheat Improvement Centre, known as CIMIT. The centre hasn't just focused on improving the quantity of wheat, though, but the quality as well. Martin Kropf is Director General of CIMIT.
It's easy to say, people should eat more vegetables. Of course, healthy diets. But not everybody can afford more complicated diets. So what we are doing as CIMIT also, working with colleagues to see our joint dream, right? In 10 years from now, all the wheat varieties from CIMIT, they have high zinc. And also we do it with maize and with rice as well. Then zinc problems are out of the world.
According to CIMIT research, the demand for wheat is growing. And some of the highest yielding environments for wheat are in highland Africa. But locally produced wheat can often be too expensive to transport to areas that really need it, says Hans Brown, head of CIMIT's Global Wheat Programme.
If you produce wheat in, let's say, in Congo, I mean, it's so big. If you produce wheat which is 1,000 kilometers away from the cities, it's cheaper, and this is a little bit crazy also, it's cheaper to bring wheat from Canada or from the US to your cities at the harbor than transporting inside.
And therein lies the major problems of wheat growing in Africa. Aside from the environmental challenges due to climate change, a poor value chain and not enough research to improve it.
I think our policymakers need to recognize that agriculture is big business, and they need to shift. Countries which have recognized it, China, India, Brazil, the three together spend now more on agricultural research than the US and Europe together. But in Africa, the African Union leaders have 10 years ago said they would spend 5% of their R&D on agriculture, and that is going down. In most countries, it's now below 1%. This will not function.
More research and development in climate-smart crops, livestock and farming practices are urgently needed to increase and sustain yields. Without this, areas of farm production will keep expanding, further degrading the soils, forested watersheds and landscapes on which food production and ultimately human survival depend. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Saskatoon.